Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 31 of the Grumpy Girlfriend podcast with me, your host and certified life coach, Katrin Berndt. This week's episode was inspired by one of my former clients. We had a lot of conversations about her ability or inability to practice the tools that she was learning when working with me, and the fact that she didn't really feel challenged on a regular basis. Like, there was no huge problem to practice these tools on in her day-to-day life during this time that we were working together. The reason this was concerning to her was that perhaps in the future, she will then encounter a situation that she hasn't yet practiced and she will be caught off guard. Perhaps her brain will revert back to her old way of doing things and forget all the things that she has learned. So basically, she wanted to get all the practicing out of the way so that that wouldn't happen. This, of course, makes a lot of sense. Let's just practice all the things now so that we'll be good at doing all of the things later and we will never fail or feel really crappy ever again. But as you might be able to guess, that's not really how life works. We're all human and we're going to constantly be facing new situations, new challenges, and feel emotions we perhaps have never felt before. Or at least encounter situations and triggers that we couldn't possibly have prepared for ahead of time. What happens during the time you work with me as your coach is that you learn the tools you need in order to make progress, coach yourself, handle setbacks, and move forward. These are meta skills that you will be able to apply in any future situation, no matter if your brain reverts back to its old way of reacting when a new situation has occurred. As we get better at coaching ourselves and managing our minds and our emotions, we don't really impact or change the 50-50 positive and negative of the human experience. What we do is we improve our ability to handle that 50-50 in a productive and useful way. The pain doesn't hurt less. We just get better at feeling the pain without making it a problem. And that is what makes the 50-50 experience so much better compared to what you were doing before when the negative became this huge problem because you thought life should be 100% positive all of the time. So in this episode, I wanted to share my strategy for handling emotions that catch me off guard, situations that I hadn't planned for, prepared for, or processed beforehand. It's a really, really simple solution, but at the same time, it's one of the hardest, most counterintuitive things you will ever do. First, let's take a look at a situation where I have practiced for a long time and I know exactly how to handle my own reaction to that situation. When my boyfriend says he's got plans with his friends, that he's going out for dinner with them, or that they're having a party, or he mentions a friend, or whatever is going on, something about him being with his friends and doing stuff where I'm not involved. Before, these situations would send me into a chaotic spiral of passive-aggressive behavior, and I would be punishing my boyfriend emotionally from the time when he mentions it until after he's come home from whatever thing he went to do. I would feel so shitty and jealous and scared, and I would have no idea how to handle it. My brain would be screaming at me about him being tempted to be single by all of his single friends, that he would see or meet another girl who is obviously much better than me, and that he would talk shit about me to his friends. I don't know why he would do that. Or that his friends would talk shit about me to him. Basically, my brain was freaking the fuck out. And my way of handling that freak out and all the awful emotions in my body was to get really mad and closed off and just be grumpy the whole time. Somehow that felt protective in that moment. Like, if I was really, really mad, he would change his mind and not go. and that somehow felt like a victory to my brain, because it meant that I was back in safety, totally normal human behavior. Since this was one of my biggest problem areas, I started working on and practicing not reacting this way. I would decide ahead of time what I ultimately, in the best of worlds, wanted to believe about my boyfriend, his friends, them spending time together. And then when he brings that up, I would practice just allowing all of the awful emotions that came up for me. It still felt like shit, but I knew that I could just feel all of it without reacting to it in that moment. So what happened after practicing this for honestly quite some time, it was that things that I wanted to believe on purpose, like, I'm glad he has friends, I want him to go enjoy himself, I'm just freaking out because I feel lonely sometimes, and I wish I had friends too. Or me being happy or upset right now won't control his behavior when he's out with friends, either way. So these thoughts that I wanted to believe started coming naturally to me. The initial reaction was still a stab in the gut of jealousy and fear and anxiety. It happens instantly when he brings something like that up. But that's okay, because I could now control what came next. This is an example of a well-practiced situation where I know what thoughts come up for me unintentionally, what thoughts to kind of look out for. I understand my primitive brain's freak out, and I know how to feel those exact emotions and just relax before I choose how to respond. But as we determined earlier, we can't prepare for all situations that are going to stab us in the gut. Sometimes we are going to be caught off guard by these emotions, and if we haven't prepared ahead of time, it's going to be way more challenging to follow this exact process. An example of the last time I was caught off guard by these emotions was when my boyfriend and I were running some errands, and he told me that we had just bumped into or past one of his ex-girlfriends without me knowing it. He then told me some stuff about their relationship and why it ended and blah blah blah, and I could feel all of the crazy bubbling around in my body. And before I had done all of this work on myself, it would have sent me into full-on grumpy mode, and I would have been sour and pissy the rest of the time we spent together. But since I know now, after all the work and practice I've done, that the worst of the worst that can happen is an emotion in my body that vibrates and feels a certain uncomfortable way, I knew in that moment that I could hold space for all of the fear and the jealousy and the anxiety without reacting to it right away. Sure, processing the emotions and not reacting to them probably made me less present with my boyfriend in that moment, and perhaps I didn't engage in the conversation like a normal, non-jealous person, but honestly, I'll take my reaction while processing the emotions over my lashing out and being passive-aggressive any day. We can't expect ourselves to always be able to do all of the internal work while also showing up on the outside as if we're not currently focusing on what our brain is doing and what we're feeling. We can't expect ourselves to be super social, flawless butterflies on the outside when we are working on processing emotions that feel like death on the inside. We're allowed to act kind of odd, socially challenged robots in the beginning, because that is progress. And eventually, it'll get easier and you'll be able to be present and act the way you want when the processing and allowing doesn't take as much effort. That's what happened for me with the going out with friends example. The processing in those situations require minimal effort from me because I've done it so many times. And I can easily reply, okay, great, have fun, while doing that internal work. But in the scenario where I found out that my boyfriend's ex had passed us, seen him, seen me, he saw her, and all the things, I was caught off guard completely, and the emotions, they were really intense. So I prioritized not letting those emotions get the best of me. I felt them in my body. I replied to what my boyfriend was saying as normally as I could, and I also celebrated myself for doing such a kick-ass job in that moment. Afterwards, since I hadn't lashed out or gone crazy or become grumpy, I didn't fall into the shame or guilt spiral where I started blaming and judging myself for being so insecure and stupid and crazy and treating my boyfriend like shit and hating his ex for even existing and all those wonderful things we usually do when we don't show up the way we want to. Being in control of your reactions to triggers is completely dependent on your willingness to just feel. Feel the emotion in your body without reacting to it. Having the courage to just notice and allow, rather than freak out and try to make it go away. However, you might not always be able to catch yourself in the moment and start processing when an intense emotion catches you off guard. One time, relatively recently, that I was caught off guard and wasn't able to manage my thoughts or my emotions in the moment was when my boyfriend returned from a trip he had been on and told me that some of the people he had spent time with had done some heavy drugs and offered them to him. He told me that he had said no, and to him it wasn't really a problem at all, because he said no and it was fine. But my brain freaked out. I started creating all kinds of scenarios and imagined what would happen, and I wondered if my boyfriend was lying to me and thinking about the future when he becomes a drug addict and I'm going to have to break up with him, and I was feeling all kinds of panic in that moment. Since my primitive reaction of choice is to get really grumpy, withdrawn, stop speaking when it feels this way, that's what I did. I got kind of upset, I acted as if my boyfriend had done something wrong, I didn't want to talk to him about it anymore, and then for days, if not weeks, my brain would ruminate on this situation and bring up all of the emotions again and again. Since my brain had interpreted this information as a major threat to my boyfriend, to our relationship, and to me, it wasn't safe to let it go and stop thinking about it. That makes total sense, right? And still now, a couple of months later, I get pretty strong emotional reactions when I think about it, or when my boyfriend brings up spending time with these people. But the most important thing that happened after I had reacted this way and totally freaked out about it was that I understood myself. I didn't shame myself for that reaction. I just kind of defined for myself what happened. My boyfriend told me something. My brain got really scared. I felt a lot of emotions that I didn't want to feel, and I wanted to run away from them. So I reacted by shutting down. Totally normal human thing to do once again. And during the following days or weeks, when my brain would bring this up and try to get me to freak out about it over and over again, I would practice being willing to feel the fear that came with these stories about the future and what my boyfriend's future drug addiction would mean for us. I didn't try to reason with it. I didn't try to shut it down. I just felt the fear, knowing that fear isn't dangerous, worry isn't as important as it pretends to be, and I knew from experience that the more willing I was to feel all the feelings when they come up, the less important it would be for my brain to keep bringing it up and keep reminding me of this major threat. Emotions were designed to kick us into action. That's why all of our actions we take are driven by various emotions. But when we haven't consciously chosen the emotion we're feeling in our bodies, the actions that naturally come from those feelings aren't always the best actions to take. They might not serve us or lead to the end result that we actually want. So when we feel an unintentional, automatic emotion, the best thing we can possibly do in that moment is to feel it without reacting to it. The more we feel it, the more control we gain over what emotion we choose to act from. This emotion or a different one. Because in all of these examples where I feel really uncomfortable, jealous, negative emotions, I'm doing something that we can call running parallel models at the same time. When my boyfriend says he's going out with friends, my unintentional model says he will be tempted to be single by all the other single people and he will leave me, which generates fear in my body, often covered up by anger, and I get grumpy and snappy and sour at him. That's the uninterrupted, unintentional model. But what I'm doing instead is that I interrupt that model before I react to it. And instead of getting grumpy, I just allow those emotions to be there. Then, at the same time, I start an intentional model, not an unintentional, an unintentional model, parallel to the unintentional one, where my boyfriend says he's going out with friends. My intentional thought is, that's nice, I feel encouraging, and that is the model I choose to respond from. That's the model that allows me to say, okay, have fun, to my boyfriend in that moment, even if the unintentional model is running and being processed in the background that entire time. The same goes for the situation with my boyfriend's ex. He says, my ex passed us, and my unintentional model thinks that she is better than me. I feel jealousy in my body, and I want to probably like snap at my boyfriend or get really mad at him and be grumpy the rest of the day. I interrupt that model in the feeling section and just allow those emotions to flow through me without reacting to them. I then start the intentional model by thinking the intentional thought at the same time to get myself to a more neutral emotion in the moment. I think it's normal to have exes. That allows me to act from that neutral emotion and at least semi-normally engage in the conversation while that crazy, unintentional, super intense model is being processed in the background. And what happened when my boyfriend said that people around him had done drugs was that I went all in on the unintentional model. I followed it through from the thought to the feeling and then to the action, instead of interrupting it with processing the emotion and initiating an intentional model to react from. In that exact moment, I didn't really have a clear intentional model to jump over to, which made it harder to just make one up on the fly. In the other scenarios, I had already done some work on my boyfriend's ex-partners, and I had done a lot of work on him going out with friends. So those intentional models and intentional thoughts, they were easy to access, even when the unintentional emotions were present. So what I want you to take away from this is that even when you've done a lot of work, you'll sometimes be caught off guard by triggers, circumstances, thoughts, emotions in your body, and you won't always be able to interrupt that unintentional model in the moment. But the great news is that you will then become aware of an area that you need to practice more. And that, my friend, is how we will go through the rest of our lives. We're living, trying, practicing, failing, getting back up, processing, running unintentional models, interrupting them sometimes, sometimes not, and around we go. And not once in all of this Is it required to judge yourself, shame yourself, or feel shitty for not being a perfect robot without any negative emotions whatsoever? Feeling your emotions in these situations, it takes courage. You have that courage in you. You can do it, even if it's scary, trust me. Because you know that these emotions cannot harm you. They are simply vibrations in your body caused by a sentence in your mind that your brain has decided to believe. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you're struggling with your emotions and they feel completely out of your control and you don't know where to start, go to katrinband.com and read about my one-on-one coaching program. I would love to work with you for the coming 8 weeks and teach you all of these tools one by one so that you can start mastering your own mind and become confident in your ability to feel any emotion without fear, even when they catch you off guard. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.